The money you save is always over the top when you shop on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast whenever you start your Amazon shopping with our link, robiswebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, it's robiswebsite.com/AmazonCA. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's never invited to sit on the normal couch. I'm Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our BBOTT coverage. First part of the week, Tuesday edition. And we've got a very fun show because we are going to be joined by a man who will be sitting by my side 2 weeks from tonight. Well, we are in New York City for our live BBOTT podcast. Please welcome back one of my favorite humans, Glenn Garcia. Glenn, how are you?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, people? Let's go.
Yes. Glenn, I can't wait. I can't wait for the live show when we come out there. And I'm going to get all set up on the stage. And I'm going to say, you know, I'm so excited to talk to Glenn. Let me come on and introduce him. Please welcome my friend, Glenn. Yeah. And then we'll dance. Tell you a little something about yourself. Woo! Yeah. Wow, I can't wait, Glenn.
That's the first. I didn't even know that. Is that what we're doing? That's
yeah.
Cool. Are you going to actually have me up there? That's pretty cool.
And then I'm gonna sing and introduce you and dance and have you come up on the stage with me.
I know what you're getting at, buddy. I know what you're getting at. Okay. You are funny. Oh, my God.
All right.
A different side of a person. You see things differently once you're out of the house.
Yeah, I guess so. And then the man who will be launching T-shirts into the audience 2 weeks from tonight. Please welcome back Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I made fun of Shane for being a professional golfer, but who's laughing now?
Who's laughing now? We all are because having a very fun show here tonight. We're going to be taking your questions. Hashtag RHAP. We have Alex Kidwell standing by tonight, filling in for Scott St. Pierre, ready to bring your questions up on the show. Got questions for Glenn, talking BBOTT, maybe some BB18 even. Lots of fun stuff coming up here tonight on the show. So Glenn, how you been the last couple of weeks?
Good, pretty good. Busy, back to normal life, back to work, back to being dad, back to being, you know, a taxpayer.
Well, I guess you haven't had that many losses. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Still have a bit of taste in my mouth, you know, since, as you should know, but it's good. Always good.
Yes. I always have a bitter taste in my mouth, Glenn, so I can relate. So, Glenn, first off, so I wanted to ask you about, I know you this weekend you were at the big weekend convention, the Pauly Calafiore meetup this weekend. How was that?
I said it was very, very interesting. And believe it or not, it was pretty cool. It's a completely different kind of meet and greet that I've ever done before. And since I've been out, it was more of a show meet and greet, and it was pretty cool.
I've seen lots of reports from there. Also, the Rodney Ball was going on, so this was a huge weekend in the Northeast in reality TV. How did you pick what you were going to do, Glenn?
Jersey's closer than Boston.
All right. So very excited. We're going to have a fun show 2 weeks from tonight to do our live podcast at the Broadway Comedy Club coming up. So if you want to get tickets for that show, go to robinswebsite.com/BBOTT live. All right. So let's get into updating us from where we left off. We were talking about on Friday about how Alex was in power and the nominees, Shane and Danielle, were going to go up. Of course, over the weekend that Jordan Parhar was live with the LFC on the Happy Hour. But Taryn, can you just take us through the events of the weekend in case anybody missed the Rehap Up shows?
Yeah, so basically, Shane and Danielle went on the block as expected. Monty was put up as the third nominee by America, as pretty much expected. And then they had the veto competition, which was, as I mentioned at the top of the show, a golfing competition where you had to hit a golf ball into an oversized golf ball into one of four holes with different point values. And Shane was basically like on a completely other level than the rest of them. Like he was getting it close to the 30 point, the highest point value hole every single time. He basically, somebody needed to be like super lucky to have any chance of beating him. And he won it. Shane wins the veto. And so with Shane having the veto, he takes himself off the block and Alex is faced with a tough decision. The misfits all come to her and say, look, you put up Scott, then we'll vote Scott out. We'll save Monty for you. And we'll keep you safe. But it was a lie. They were planning on double backstabbing her and actually voting out Monty. And then they'd be like, oh, Scott, look, she put you up. She didn't fall for it. She puts up Chrissy in the end. And that is where we stand right now.
Okay, so Chrissy on the block. Now, Glenn, were you impressed? Golfing competition, that sounds like a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, real hard, too. You know, which they should have been knocking coconuts. Come on. These competitions and these HOHs so far in 2 weeks. We did in one of my competitions for the whole day and a half. It's tougher than these competitions that are on.
So you feel like that if you were in BBOTT, these competitions would be a cakewalk for you?
I would be called El Fit Vic. I'd be running all over these things if this was my season.
Yeah. So does that make you mad?
So far, the hardest competition was holding up a crown or doing miniature golf. Come on. I wish they put me on a season like that.
That would be good. That would be good if they could do that. All right. Well, Glenn, do you feel like is it too easy for these competitors this season?
It's weird. You know, it is kind of really easy, but it's also, you know, with America, it throws a big monkey wrench in. So you really got to be watching what you're saying. So I don't know. It's give and take, you know, it's different, but it looks easier.
Yeah. That Taryn, what do you think? Would Glenn be able to watch his mouth while he was in the house that he would be able to, or does America like it when you are shooting from the hip a little bit?
Well, Glenn wouldn't
not
have
locker
made the
room talk. Not locker room talk. And Glenn doesn't do that.
Glenn wouldn't have made the mistake Scott did, and Glenn would have stuck with the numbers and kept targeting the returning players to make sure that they didn't have the advantage they did. So I feel like he'd have a much better shot than a lot of these guys.
I should hope so. All right. So then, Taryn, we also had Jeff Schroeder back to host a veto competition. I was actually surprised because I thought that Big Jeff wasn't going to be in the BBOTT.
Yeah, he didn't do the interviews or anything. And it showed because as soon as he came in, Shelby was like, oh, and he was like, yeah, I played on season 11 and season 13. And she was like, oh, so, I didn't see your season. Sorry.
That's like ridiculous. Come on. Come on, really. How could she? He's second to Julie Chan. If you don't know who he is, you don't even know this game, man.
Yeah. I mean, Shelby had a contentious relationship with Jeff.
Oh, I didn't see your season. I was like,
Seem like he was that mad. He's like, okay, that's okay. That's no, okay. Would you rather have not seen my season, but you won your season? Or would you rather have seen all of my shows, but then were not liked, but you win? And Glenn, you wear the same shirt as Jeff also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Superman?
No. That was the whole big thing from the preseason where you were wearing the same pink shirt as Big Jeff.
Oh, the pink shirt, yeah. Oh, it was a deal. I didn't even know it was a deal.
Yeah.
I didn't know nobody even kind of commented on that.
Yeah, right, Taryn?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
It was a thing, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about where things stand. By the way, Glenn, do you have any rooting interest in BBOTT?
I like a few people, you know, some people, but then again, when I finally can get back to watch it, because it's not really East Coast friendly, you know, at midnight when I'm half cockeyed like this, trying to look, you know, there's some people that I kind of like their personalities, but then I'll see them 2 days later and they're swinging the completely opposite way of the way I thought they were going to be going. So it's hard. I definitely like Jason, you know, I got to go with the BB alone, man. And I liked him because he was a little over the top with his, you know, personality and all that. But from what I was told the other day, I guess I lean more towards the Misfits. Is that what they call them?
Yes. Or the plastics. Yeah,
I'm leaning more towards them, Jason and Justin and Danny and you know, a few of them more than the other ones.
Glenn, have you been in touch with Jose at all since he did not make it into the house?
I have. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be with him tomorrow evening with Vic in New York City.
Okay. And what did the Messiah have to say?
You know what? We haven't really even spoken about it. He was a little disappointed, but it was really no big deal.
Glenn, so, you didn't even talk about this?
No. I haven't seen
don't
him
hold
since
down on us, Glenn.
No. I haven't seen him really since the finale in L.A. And then since then, you know, we've been on our own way. He was sequestered for all that time beforehand. I didn't even know he was going in. Mm-hmm. And we never really got to talk about it. We briefly text, and he was like, oh, well, but he's got a lot of things going on right now. So
why? What does he have going on?
Yeah, right. Well, tomorrow, you know, well, he originally was coming from a Top Model show mm-hmm. before coming to Big Brother. And they're having a big Latina Top Model event since he was part of that before. So it's like a red carpet gala in New York City.
Latina so, Top Model event?
Yeah. Whoa. So I think he's going up maybe for one of the Latin models, I guess. I don't know. But okay. He reached out to us and Vic is going to be in town and I'm here. So he said, you know, we'll come down and we're going to go hang out with him.
Wow. This is huge news.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. I don't know exactly what it's all about, but I know it's something that he was doing in prior to going to Big Brother. So okay. Let's see what happens.
Now, Glenn, I know you have your superhero shirt on today. You're wearing your Superman shirt, but I thought you were Dr. Groom.
Well, it just so happened to say that because today he arrived.
Yeah, you got your poster?
I got my little my care package.
Yeah. What? Dr. Grimm. What does the caption say? That's who's about to get boned.
Crime is about to get boned.
Yeah. Wow.
It's pretty big, right? I thought it was just like a photo. I guess this is one of the ones that Victor held up, and then he yells, "Hey, who's that guy? Oh, Glenn."
Yeah. Ken boned. Yeah. So
yeah,
okay.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I also got these things, and I'm not too happy about it.
So what are those? That's the coke. Is that from the challenge you lost against Corey,
So pretty much, yeah. This is from the coconut challenge.
Yeah,
these are the ones that kept rolling out of my SOSs that now I like just want like to hit somebody with it.
Is it the one that you got in like just seconds one?
Away? I don't know if it's exactly the, you know, they just sent it. They sent us a lot of stuff from comps that we were in.
Yeah.
So I got my battle back. My poison berries and my shirt and yeah. You know, a bunch of stuff. Pretty cool.
It's like Big Brother had a yard sale. Get rid exactly. of all this stuff. We don't need this stuff.
I want to get rid of all the props because we don't have no room for it.
Yeah, we have OTC props that we need. Glenn King.
Famous, yeah. So this is cool. This is stuff I really like.
Okay. All right.
But
so Taryn, I want to talk a little bit about some of the fireworks from the OTT from over the last couple of days. So on the Monday night recap episode, we ended up seeing a big fight that ended up coming seemingly out of nowhere between Jason and Shelby over. She made a comment about like, oh, is there still room on the normal couch? And it did seem to me like this was an overreaction on Jason's part where he immediately went into like a screaming match, taking her down. You're trash. You're trash and just like going after her really I thought it seemed like wow that was some pent up aggression from Jason. That was that founded? Are we not seeing the whole story there?
Well, I mean, basically Jason has not liked Shelby since she sort of turned her back on the Jamboree alliance and went toward the plastic side. Since then, he's been kind of trash talking her for a while. And at one point, she still thought that he liked her. And she still was like, oh, we're friends. But he'd like be trash talking her. And she'd be like, this is a joke, right? But that seems to have gone away at this point. You know, it seems very extreme. Like Jason likes to do the trash talking. Like that's part of his personality. Honestly, part of me thinks it's his way of playing to the cameras, his way of trying to be like, look, I'm entertaining. I'm giving you like fights and stuff. Like don't go away from liking me. That's really the explanation I can think of, because it does seem a little harsh otherwise.
But is it, you think it's that calculated of a move of like, hey, I have to give the people some red meat and I have to throw them a bone here that throw them something so to get people excited and keep them into me. I mean, he seemed like he was really mad about it. He's not saying that that this is something premeditated.
No, and to be fair, he hasn't said that. He has said that he thinks that America likes the trash talkers. He likes the raw, real people. And so I do think that's in his head. Whether or not this is a specific thing that was calculated, he hasn't said. So I can't speak to that necessarily. But yeah, I mean, he really doesn't like Shelby. That's definitely a surety.
Glenn, did you see any of that?
Yeah, I saw it. And then when he told her about the t-shirt under her dress, he was like, he said, yeah, real white trash. He goes, wearing a t-shirt under her dress. I'm like, I think that's him. That's his personality. I just think that's the way it is. I don't know if it's premeditated. I just know that when somebody gets on your nerves, like imagine if I was on that show, I probably would have been blown up too. So
you would have gotten into fights with people, just going crazy, going after people left and right. What do you think, Taryn?
I mean, obviously, you know, Glenn doesn't back down.
No, especially if somebody was wearing a t-shirt under a dress.
Yeah.
The audacity.
Yes.
The audacity. So, Taryn, what has been the fallout from that? It sort of like left us hanging on the daily recap.
I mean, it's been a thing that's been happening for a little while now. So it's not like anything's changed a whole lot. They're still, you know, somewhat cordial to each other in other situations, and she still has a target on her back. So not really, nothing much has changed.
Yeah.
Did she find that chocolate?
Oh, I think they just did. Like shortly before we came on the podcast. What Glenn is referring to is that Jason went up and like took away all the chocolates that she really likes.
Thanks.
I think he's trying to create entertainment, and I think that he's also probably enjoying it a lot because he doesn't like Shelby.
Yeah. I love the entertainment, and that's really very important to me, but I can't help but feel like that Jason is probably, his vulnerability, I think, is that he has a lot of the same flaws, I think, that Davon had as a player. Glenn, do you feel like there's a case to be made with all due respect to Davon?
Listen, they're both good game players, but the thing is they do snap and they open their mouth when they probably should sit back and not say as much as they want to. So they're pretty much the same kind of player, but yeah, there's a time and a place that you got to just turn around and bite your lip and take a walk. But they like to just blurt it out and jump on him. So that's their gameplay. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, and I will say that if he is trying to do this for entertainment to be liked, I think it might be backfiring. He has seemed to be slipping in the polls a little. And it seems to be a lot of it seems to be directly related to his treatment of Shelby. Although some of it just could be that, you know, people are tired of, you know, the voting always going his way. Who knows? But based on the Joker's poll, he has been falling a little. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
A couple of things. I think it is hard to be the person who is like out in front and leading this game and also be the fan favorite. The history of Big Brother favorites, I think, tends to be rooting for the underdog, the person who's not in power. So that would be a very delicate dance that Jason would have to pull off to be sort of like a wire to wire front runner of this thing and continue being a fan favorite in the house. It's almost unheard of, Taryn. Was that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, it's definitely a thing. Like, I think the underdog factor is something that is a constant in Big Brother. And there are a few constants in Big Brother. So like,
that's why we love Glenn. Yeah, he's an underdog groomer.
Yeah.
He should lay low now. I think he should keep quiet and sit back a little bit and let the other ones that are becoming a little more boisterous now, like Christy and Danny, they're starting to pick and start fights and all that. He should sit back a little bit more, let them be the targeted ones, and they'll say, well, Jason ain't that bad, but he won't. He's going to come out and still say what he's got to say because that's his personality.
Okay. All right. So now, Taryn, but just go back to Dave Vaughn for a second. Did you see any of over the weekend, Dave Vaughn getting into it with about Frankie Grande and Zakiya and the like?
Yes, I did. You know, we briefly touched on it on the happy hour, but yeah, basically, Frankie posted a video of him mimicking the fight that Devon had with Pauly in the jury house, and he was playing the role of Devon, and Devon was not very happy with that, and she said something about like, you know, get that feather duster off of your head before you try to do my hair flip. And they got into some sort of like Twitter battle. Zakiya got involved. It was very messy.
A dramatization.
Yes, it was a dramatization.
She didn't care for it, Glenn.
No, I saw the aftermath tweets, and I really wasn't understanding it. But
Glenn, have you stepped up to be a peacemaker between Frankie Grande and Devon?
I just met Frankie Grande this weekend at Pauly's event.
Okay, so and know Devon. Have you reached out to try to mend the fences?
Nope. Staying away from that. staying away from that.
That's stay, one poison berry you don't want to pick up, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm not even going close to that one. But on Frankie's defense, and I know it's going to be hard, and a lot of people believe me when I'm saying this. First time meeting him, he was a really good guy. I was really shocked.
You were taken.
I was like, wow, he was a really nice guy. He was great with my family. He was great with my daughter. And I seen him, how he was with, they had some, it was funny. Like the way I perceived him to be when you see him on TV and everything, I said, I'll never get along with this guy. And all that. When I met him that night, he was a good guy. So I really can't say nothing bad.
Okay. Glenn Ship.
Yeah.
Glenn Ship for Frankie Grande.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So then, Taryn, let's just talk this through. We have our next vote coming up on Wednesday night. And now we have it's between Chrissy, Danielle, and Monty. That who is the presumptive favorite to be going home on Wednesday night?
Presumptive is Monty. Basically, what's happening is the house is split. And the votes are going to go 4-4. 4 for Monty, 4 for Danielle, and America is going to be the swing vote. So, obviously Monty is pretty disadvantaged in that swing vote. However, some of the polling suggests that the vote is a lot closer than you might imagine.
Okay. Glenn, the polls are tightening.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was going to be that tight. And I thought Alex would be the split vote, but yeah, I guess Monty's going home.
Yeah. So you think there's no chance America will save Monty?
No, he came off a little too arrogant right away. And he came off like really thinking he was running. He was telling people, I think I can win this whole thing already. Like people do not like that right from the jump. You can say that later on, but I don't know. I know a lot of people that call me and talk to me and they tell me I hate him just because of that. So, hey. What are you going to do?
Glenn, have you reached out to Cornbread at all as somebody who was the first out of BB18? Have you reached out to Cornbread to see how he's doing?
Not at all. I have no idea where he's from. I can't get contact. listen, he got to get voted out, man. I didn't. I'm still bitter about that. Even though
but America put him on the block.
But, yeah, so he did something wrong.
Glenn, do you have any tips for Cornbread to get verified on Twitter?
Tips for him. I would like to see how he's going to deal with all the Twitter trolls. That's what I'm going to ask. What?
For Cornbread, or are you just saying there's a lot of trolls on Twitter?
Oh, there's so many trolls on Twitter. But I mean, towards him, they've called him everything corn can be labeled with, and in a way I kind of feel bad for him because who knows how he is. I never met him, so I can't really talk about him, but he got the opportunities that I didn't get, and I'm still not gonna, my cornflakes are soggy, putting it that way.
Yeah, well, there's nothing you can do once your cornflakes get soggy. You can't bring them back.
Can't bring them back. You let the milk out and just flush it.
Nothing worse than soggy cornbread.
Yeah. So, Taryn, is the House fully aware that it's going to be coming down to America? Are they just sort of like, you know, throwing their hands up and saying like, look, okay, we're deadlocked. Let's just let America break this tie.
Well, the Misfits are very confident. They're basically assuming that Monty is going home at this point.
Because America put him on the block.
Right. And the Plastics are pretty confident that America is going to go that way. Alex has been trying to campaign to America, saying like, listen, like I'm a super fan. I'm a feeder. Like, help me out here. Don't let me be screwed over by this. If you want to see an interesting game that goes back and forth, then, you know, take out Danielle. And they're also trying really hard to flip some people like Neely and Shane, but obviously, neither of them are going to be flipped at this point.
All right. Well,
like I said, with America, a lot of people are hearing Alex's pleas. As we talked about on the Happy Hour, Alex has risen to the top of the Joker's poll. She seems to have a lot of popularity, and the fact that she had to nominate three people now and none of them are potentially going home. If Monty goes home, she is now the next target for next week, and America will not have the power to save her because they will no longer have the votes. So a lot of people are thinking, well, I need to keep Monty in the game. I need to get rid of Danielle in order to help not screw over Alex, essentially.
Well, Taryn, since our last podcast, when we announced the search for Taryn's meme maker, we got a couple of different applications from people. I forwarded a couple of them your way. Have you been in contact with Taryn's meme maker?
I was talking to someone earlier today. I had been tweeting about my thoughts on the vote and getting a lot more passionate fans than I'm somewhat used to. And I thought, you know, probably best to not be so forward with this particular vote because of all the controversy.
No, you got to. You got to embrace the controversy, right, Glenn?
Yeah, you got to. But you don't want to start with them because then they're going to flip the script on you and you're the next person they're going to target.
No,
but they're targeting me.
they're wasting their votes.
Believe me. Yeah. Any little thing you say on Twitter, they attack you. At least with me, they do.
Well, Glenn, hold on. This is the second time in this podcast that you're talking about Twitter trolls and people getting attacked on Twitter. Are you having a negative experience on Twitter, Glenn?
Well, I learned that beautiful button called block, and it's really, really nice.
Glenn, what are people saying to you on Twitter?
They're just idiots. There's a lot of idiots. Like, you can just say one thing. Something I said in one of your interviews or something, and they can completely twist it around. Oh, you hate this one or you hate that one. And I'm like, I never said that. I'm like, but they'll keep on and on and on and on. You know, and then you look at them and each one has four followers and it's just
egg people. I call them Glenn.
Yeah. And then they disappear and then they come back another name. Yeah. So it's a joke. So I just try to ignore them because it's funny. I really want to jump through the phone sometime and say, dude, you have like a Twitter muscles. I said, if you see me in my face, I guarantee you wouldn't even talk after Gaga that you say you wouldn't never say to my face. So
yeah, you tell them, hey, who has the blue check mark and who doesn't even have an avatar? And that's it. That's the end of it.
You know, it's funny. I don't even have to say that. I get other people that jump right in and it's like, and I just sit back and I watch people who like me started defending me. And I was like, this is pretty cool.
That's it. That's it. You're America's player, Glenn. No way. So, Taryn, you would not create a meme to save Monty.
I mean, it's not a great look, right? Like
for the cares, who cares?
I don't genuinely care.
Let me understand the problem. So you're saying that you would, in a perfect world, you would want to save Monty, but because if I'm understanding correctly, because he's made controversial comments, you don't want to be associated with him. You're sort of, you want to keep Monty at like an arm's length. You don't want to embrace Monty.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely think that I might get death threats if I campaign for Monty to stay and he actually does. Like, okay. that's how bad it's gotten.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, you understand that? Why Taryn doesn't want to endorse Monty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like the speaker of the house.
Yeah. He's like that, he's like the Paul Ryan of podcasting. Yes. He's like, look, I'm not going to unendorse my vote to keep Monty in the game, but I cannot defend what Monty has said. And I will not. And I cannot. It's a no-win situation, Taryn.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'll say it on the podcast. Like, I think that people should vote,
their conscience.
I think that they should vote for Danielle. But I in no way endorse or support anything that Monty says. And anybody that listens to this podcast knows that I can't stand the guy. He's super obnoxious. But you know, it's just how I want to see the game go.
Okay. So you're just going to concentrate on all of the down ballot races later on this season. You're not going to worry about the important vote that's right in front of us.
I want it to be fun, right? Like this should be fun. We're like, we get to like funnily campaign for, you know, vote this person. You know, in an ideal world, that's what it would be like. I want to have fun with like my tweet about it this morning was like, it was meant to be like over the top and crazy.
OTT.
But yeah, I mean, it should be a fun thing. And hopefully in the future, when we get past this stuff, it can be more fun.
So you don't think it's going to be, like controversial? So like Cornbread went home last week because he was America's Choice. Now, if he goes this week and it was America's Choice, you don't think the fans are going to start thinking it's rigged that everybody that America puts up is going to go home?
Oh, I mean, I think that's a very valid concern. A lot of people are concerned about the fact that, you know, if Monty does leave this week, then the plastics essentially are going to lose the numbers and the Jason and Justin fans are going to just run the table and we're going to see a pogonging essentially in Big Brother, which is kind of unheard of. And, you know, really like, some people aren't concerned about that, but if you think about it, if we lose Alex next week, who is by far the most popular person on the plastic side, there's nobody that really even comes close. Like, who else is America going to stick up for after Alex leaves? I think it's a very valid concern to think that America might just run the table and help the Misfits, you know, win the game.
But do you guys think that America is going to be upset that Glenn, you said that people might start to feel that it's rigged of whoever America puts up on the third nomination, that person is going home. Wouldn't people be excited about that? Of like, you know, we have so much power, we're voting somebody out of the Big Brother house every week.
I would think that, but then I would think that also since they never show you the numbers and they never show the tallies, what are actually done, you know, who's going to say, most people start saying, oh, well, America's already put up that nominee. I'm not even going to bother voting for him because he's going out anyway. So who knows? The votes might start going down as the season goes on because they're not really caring because they think it's already whoever America puts up is going to go. So, you know, see what happens.
Do you think there could be voter fraud happening?
I don't know about voter fraud. I just think that maybe that people get less interested and they'll just say, once he's nominated, he's gone. So why even vote? And that's where hopefully somebody's, you know, mix-up comes and somebody that you thought was going home wasn't going home. But, you know, who knows? It's hard. It's new, so it's hard to, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's too early to speculate exactly how this is going to go. If this happens again, you know, 2 weeks in a row, I think at the very least, Taryn, 3 is a trend, not 2.
Oh, well, yeah, but, like, the thing is, if somebody from the other side wins the HOH, America no longer has the control or the power to do anything about it. So we'll probably lose at least three people from the same side in a row. And then like, again, like they now have the numbers.
But America is so fickle that their favorites at the start of the season are not the favorites that going into it. I mean, I think that Brent was making some good points on the Happy Hour. He was talking about, he's like, look, I hate Monty this week, but 2 weeks from now, Monty might be my favorite person in the house. And we went through this summer, like with Frank and with you know, with people, everybody hated Frank and then he was the underdog and then everybody liked him again. So everybody's going to pile on. Oh, we love Jason. We love Justin. And then at some point that it's going to be too much of going in one direction. And then people are going to pile on the other way of saying like, oh, now I feel bad for Shelby because she's such an underdog and now we'll vote for her. I mean, these Joker's polls are sort of like up and down through the whole season. It's never that there's one person that's the unanimous fan favorite the whole way through.
Right. I agree with you. What I'm saying is that it's going to get to a point, especially next week and moving forward, that America won't be able to change anything, even if they want to, because the other side of the house will just start being able to run things. And they've been molded together largely because of the America vote kind of thing. And like I mentioned in their happy hour that there are definitely some fractures happening within both alliances. There was some talk of like intermingling, but that has gone away because there's the option to take out Monty, and that has divided the sides very solidly against each other yet again. And so that one side, if they win the HOH, will be able to just continue to run the table. And again, like America won't be able to do anything about it because we won't have the votes.
And I get what you're saying, but it's Big Brother. And I know that Paul Borges is saying to me in the chat room, numbers, Rob, numbers. Remember when we were talking about in the summer about is Paulie Calafiore a top 10 Big Brother player of all time, Taryn? This is such
No.
Okay, that's fine. Look, Taryn, you don't even know what you're talking about, okay? But that being said, the game is so long. It's such a marathon. It changes so many times. So as much as we get worked up about any one thing now, that by the 4 weeks from now, the game is going to be, we're not even going to recognize what's going on in the game. So that's why I don't think that it's too early to make any sort of conclusion, especially when it's as topsy-turvy as the OTT might be.
No, I agree. Like you shouldn't make a conclusion. I'm not telling people that they should stop watching. But
you better
I think
not.
That, like what you have right now is you have the power to do something about it if you're concerned about it. So like if you are concerned about this, then you can vote to help prevent this from happening if you think it's going to. So I like again, like I'm not saying like doom and gloom. This season's going to suck. I'm saying like you know you have the power to change it if you want to.
Glenn, what's your take on all of this?
But you know what it is? America is so crazy that I think the way the numbers, America's vote is going to go one way. I think later on, who's left, say, on the plastic side, I think America will start. They like to stir shit up. So I think what they'll do is start voting that end to try to, you know, like they're the underdog now. So let's help them out, you know, or we want to see these two fights, so we'll go this way. So like you said, Rob, I think things will just start flipping it around and it'll start changing. But I really wish they would show at least like a pie or something showing how the votes are going. So at least you have an idea.
Look,
you're like,
Glenn, I told you I'll make a pie when I get around to it. Okay. I'm not going to just make a pie because you said so.
But you know, you want to know how people are voting and stuff like that. You never know. All right. They say this one won. All right. That one won. How do I know? I think I believe you. I really believe you. Come on.
Yeah. Hold on, Glenn, this is so conspiratorial. Are you saying that we should not believe? You're saying the votes could be rigged?
I never said that. That word did not come out of my mouth.
We can't believe anything. Do
listen,
we need to?
Listen, the way the things went with the care packages last season. Come on.
What about the care packages?
Corey winning a care package.
So what do you, why do you think that the deck would be stacked for Corey to get a care package?
That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody was hating him. Everybody was bashing him. Everybody hated everything he was doing with Nicole. And then he comes up unanimous with the care package. I'm like,
but to what end? Why would Big Brother want Corey to have a care package over Victor or Paul?
Just so that the other ones didn't get the advantage of whatever it was. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. Are you saying that you feel like that the deck was stacked for your Freakazoid's partner from way back when for Nicole to wait? Do you feel like the fix was in, Glenn?
I don't know if the fix was in, but it just seemed like, you know, they really wanted, I don't know. I can't even get into it.
Yeah. Well, maybe your boy shouldn't have taken her to the final two.
See, but then I'm hearing things now that people are saying that even if he took James, James would have won. So either way he was wrong, you know. Even though it's still the stupidest move there was, he still did a Cody, but
yeah. All right. Well, I think you gotta pick one theory and go and run with it.
Come on. You actually think that she deserved it over him?
Hey, Glenn, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
hands down, he should have won it. His last speech was great. You know, and all the facts are the facts.
I know, but you can't blame production that he took her to the end.
No, not at all. Hey, yeah. Not at all. He was dumb. He did a dumb move. I told him that a million times.
Yeah. What are you going to do? All right. So, Taryn, and just to speak to, just to put a point on this conversation, that this is exactly the reason why you, of all people, have a meme maker to help drive the vote in whatever ways are going to make the most entertaining shows.
All right. You know, maybe I'll talk to the meme maker again. We'll see if we can whip something up. I think that you should vote Danielle out. I think that if you don't, if you're somebody that supports Alex and you think, oh, it's too soon. We can still get Monty out. It's not too, like, you know who else said too soon? Helen. Helen said too soon.
Okay.
And it wasn't too soon for Helen. Alex will leave next week if Monty doesn't stay in this house.
Okay. So you've taken like the Ted Cruz approach of I'm not pro Monty. I'm just anti Danielle. Danielle staying would be a disaster.
I'm not anti Danielle. I'm pro Alex at this point.
it would make better. I can't even say better TV.
OTT.
Yeah, it wouldn't be better. But if Shane did go, it would make it better because then it would stir it up. And I hate showmances, so I'm all for it.
Okay. And it would be a total blindside, which would be really fun to watch.
It would be fun. So then you already seen that Danny is snippy. She was already yelling at Monty. They were already having verbal. So once Shane would go, and then it would just be more fights. It would be more fun.
More fights, more fun. That's the Taryn platform. All right. So, Alex, I want to get into taking some questions here in a little bit. Okay. So we have the vote coming up. How have the have-nots been going? We have our first three have-nots of the season, Taryn. Has that been a thing?
There hasn't been a whole lot of complaining or anything. One of the punishments in the veto competition was that Scott has to stay in the sand pit for 24 hours. So he's gone from have not to like even worse. It's this very small patch of like actual sand, and he has to literally just lay in it all day. And he can't get up for any reason other than to go to the bathroom.
Why did he volunteer for that? Food. Volunteer for that?
I guess because he was a have not already. Or like I don't like.
Listen, the have-not beds this season are fantastic. I could have slept on a trampoline. Come on, you have to make it really bad. Listen, those bumper cars were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They really were.
Yeah, so the other punishments, again, according to BigBrotherNetwork.com, so Monty can't compete in the next veto competition. Well, by all accounts, that he won't be competing in the next veto competition anyway.
Potentially.
Potentially, unless Taryn has his way. Now, Danielle has a water hazard punishment. She has to fish golf balls out of the pool for 1 week.
Yes. So every time they yell four, she has to essentially like put on her bathing suit and jump into the pool and grab this like this golf ball.
And how often is that happening?
Like pretty regularly, like, you know, like a regular, like what you'd expect from a Big Brother punishment.
Has she told Big Brother yet? I will go and get the golf balls out when I feel like it. Don't bother me right now.
No, and she hasn't cried over a butterfly either. So doing pretty well in that department.
Okay. Alex has a disadvantage at the next HOH competition. Any word on what that is, Taryn?
Something about not seeing straight. I guess like her vision is going to be impaired in some way, I think. Potentially.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, but they were saying that. But Jeff was saying that the 18th hole in any golf course is where the guys all get drunk, and they were saying you're going to be impaired. So I don't know if they mean they're going to make her drink before. Or they're going to give her like
Glenn, that would be something.
Right? That would be cool. Because Jeff kept saying it. Yeah, everybody gets drunk on the 18th hole. So I'm like, imagine they would put it there and make it drink shots. I said, that would be fun to watch.
You have to play the HOH. Like
half boxed, right? Walking around like this. It would be great. I was like, damn, I hope they do that, not just give us something. They're going to probably give up, you know, us guys have that term, you know, the beer goggles. They're probably going to give her like some really thick Coca-Cola bottles, you know, and just.
Well, that's different than making her get drunk before the HOH competition, Glenn.
But they should make it drunk. It would be fun. That would be great.
He need to hire you as an idea guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it though, right? Because that's what the guy's doing there at 19th hole. Even Jeff was saying it. Hey, all the guys drink. That's what they do at the end of the 19th hole is known for getting drunk. And I was like, wow, if they made her get drunk and do shots. Like you have to do something to come back and do a shot. Be great.
Yeah. Taryn, would you like to see something like that?
I think it would be funny.
She's of age.
They can do that this year because they're smoking like chimneys outside. They're getting more access. Like things I didn't on my season you weren't allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I guess you can do it because it's not on TV. So
you weren't allowed to smoke outside in Big Brother 18?
No, you couldn't smoke at all.
Oh, is that why they brought Jason back for OTT?
Probably. Rocky, these guys smoke more than anybody.
Yeah.
The Big Brother Canada 2 secret task where John and
Allison.
Yeah, John and Allison had to like get drunk and pretend they weren't drunk.
That was fun.
One of the best moments from Big Brother Canada, I think.
Yeah, so like
you're on to something here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It was something else I was going to say about that. Also, yeah, with the F-bombs, I mean, I'm watching this show. I'm surprised how many F-bombs are in these daily recaps of the shows, Taryn.
Yeah, they, you know, it's online. They can do whatever they want. They're not restricted anymore. So
there's no FCC guidance on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I was a little surprised. I don't really know what it had to do with the plot, but I wish I would have pulled the clip from this that they were showing, like when Shane was giving Danielle a lap dance in the backyard, and they were like, and then Shane gave Danielle the ride of her life. Whoa, announcer, easy with that locker room talk. That was really OTT. Like, and I thought somebody was going to be like offended by it. Boy, if Shane is going to give Danielle a lap dance like that in front of everybody, we got to get her. But it was just like, oh, no, here's just something that happened.
Is that really more colorful than, you know, talking about pee-pees all the time, Rob?
But the announcer guy, I don't know why he is. If you told me that Shane gave Danielle the ride of her life, it doesn't even make sense. The words don't even match the picture. Like the act of the lap dance is not like she did not ride him.
So he wrote, you would have preferred if he had said Danielle gave Shane the ride of his life.
I think that would make more sense.
There we go. Yeah, I think we fixed it.
Did they show it on the replays? No,
yeah,
right?
They did. Yeah,
I see that.
Yeah, Shane gave Danielle Shane gave Danielle the ride of her life.
And in the last four seasons, there's been like three of them where a lap dance has been given.
Oh yeah, the lap dance ratio in the Big Brother house of guy to girl lap dances performed is like
it was the guy
8-0 in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's always the guy. It's always the guys.
Yeah, what's up with that, Glenn?
I ain't giving no lap dances, baby.
All right, let's get to some of these questions. All right, Edmo is first up. Says, who got boned the worst with their POV punishment? Glenn, who do you think got boned the worst? Scott has to lay in the sand.
That one, and believe it or not, the caddy that could be annoying.
Which
being the
part?
Caddy walking around with the clubs for the whole week—that's pretty annoying too. So the sand trap is only for 24 hours. So
yeah. Okay. Taryn, what do you think? You have a thought on this? Who got boned the worst?
I think, like, comfort-wise, this is probably the worst 24-hour punishment that we've seen, that Scott has. But obviously, a disadvantage in the HOH comp and not being able to play in the veto are two pretty, pretty bad things.
Yeah, not great. All right, let's take another question. This is from Chuck Bickle, who says, wonder if Alex could just approach Jason and say, look, we have to break up the showmance. Would that work, Taryn?
It should work, right? But no, the votes are not going to change. They're very convinced in their own positions at the moment. And again, it's largely because, even if somebody thought it was strategically relevant for them to say, like, maybe we should swap over and maybe we should keep Monty, they're not going to, because they're aware of the controversy surrounding Monty and they don't want anything to do with him. They're not going to be the ones to save Monty. Like, that would be a terrible thing to do.
And right away, they're worried that America's going to see them and then America's going to come after them. So that's why they're not going to make the move.
Which is what played a part in Scott evicting Cornbread because of his, you know, controversial comments. And he wanted nothing to do with that. And so I think we're absolutely going to see that again.
I mean, how well known in the house is the fact that Monty has made controversial comments in the house?
Oh, it's it blew up. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows. Yeah, and he doesn't shut up about it. Well, like he's very concerned about the fact that his life is going to be ruined coming out of the house.
Especially with the thing about running over, what was it, squirrels or something?
Oh yeah.
What happened with squirrels?
You know the feeds are on. You know, there's certain things you got to hold back, man.
Yeah, he said something about like when he's driving, like he purposely tries to run over squirrels in the road. And one of the funny, I mean, I, it's funny to me, but one of the campaigns to keep Monty is, we got to keep him off the streets. Save the squirrels.
Save the squirrels. Yeah. What, Glenn, what's worse, running over squirrels or lighting goats on fire?
They're both of them, right? They're both going to live with those scars for the rest of their life.
Hopefully the goats will still live. I don't know about the squirrels.
Okay. Why would you even say that? Like, you know, like, you want to like grab him and have like, you like, I would be like, great, keep talking, buddy. Go ahead. You know, like, I would love somebody to be in a show with me to say stuff like that. You know, like people tell me all the time, oh, if you were still there and Jose started talking about the Messiah, I said, I sit back and smile. I said, yeah, everything takes the target off of me. Go right ahead. Say what you got to say.
Say what you got to say.
I think one thing that, do you think, Taryn, that if should Alex come out and say that she's sisters with Morgan, can that come back and bite her in the ass later on?
I mean, I think it would. I mean, next week, assuming Monty goes home and she is targeted next week and likely to go home, she might as well throw something out there. I doubt it'll change anything. But at the moment, I think it behooves her to keep it a secret. People don't lump them in together. They know that they're part of the plastics as a whole, but they don't see them as a pair. So that's generally a good thing. You don't want to be a very visible pair because you're going to be targeted just like the showman's is right now.
Just like the showman's, yeah.
So yeah, if she can keep it a secret, that's in her best interest at the moment.
But if it gets leaked out later on, it could be to her detriment because she's a good player and she pretty much knows. So I'm thinking if things start, and I think Jason knows, you know, he's been talking about it for a long time already and he's been telling everybody else. So it's all going to come out for one person to finally blurt it out and say it. And then good OTT.
Good OTT. Well,
the talk seems to have died down.
Everybody like good OTT? Is that what everybody wants?
They've done a really good job of like keeping their looks very different. Like at this point, Morgan is super tanned and Alex is super pale. Morgan is constantly getting super made up. Alex has, you know, her frumpy clothes on and like the glasses. Like it's very easy to tell them apart at this point. And it seems like less and less that people are talking about how much they look alike.
Okay. Let's take another question from Fat Tyson Apostle. Do you choose safety next week by giving what the other side of the house wants or go against them and be next week's target? Taryn, can you make sense of that?
I believe they're talking about Alex's decision when the Misfits came up to her and said, put up Scott on the block. We'll vote Scott out and we'll keep you safe next week. And she was considering it like, okay, if I do this, you know, it'll be betraying Scott, but we'll keep big dumb Monty as a shield and then I'll be kept safe. But ultimately she didn't really trust what they were selling and nor should she have. They were lying to her. They might have kept her safe. They were willing to work with her. But ultimately, if she gives up her numbers, she has really no room to work with on that side of things. And she'd have to betray every single member of her own alliance.
Yeah, she's going to have to dump shit.
Right. Where they would have been very unhappy. They were all, you know, saying, don't do this. I mean, she had to go for it, essentially. Maybe it ends up being the wrong decision because of America's vote. But if I were in that position, I would probably do the same thing. I don't want to put up a very loyal ally, do exactly what Scott did last week. That just seems like the wrong decision.
Glenn, what's your take on Scott? You like him?
No. No. Because he's just like, you see the way the guy smokes a cigarette? Just something like that annoys me.
How does he smoke
a
cigarette, Glenn?
It's like if he's fiending. He's like... This guy right there alone. I said, get this guy out of here. Come on. I can't take this kid no more.
Just he's for that.
He's a little too much. He thinks he knows it all. He's just the way he talks, you know, and it kind of came back almost to bite him in the ass. But I wouldn't trust him. I couldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. So
I bet you could throw him pretty far, Glenn.
Yeah, I could. But but just a guy like that, I would just use him. And then to the point that
throw him away.
More than I get rid of him. Yeah,
that's right. Kick him to the curb. All right. Yeah. This is from Edmo. Is Shelby in the worst spot? What do you think? I guess save for Monty, right, Taryn?
Well, I mean, assuming Monty goes home, then I think Alex is in the worst spot. The fact that she had to nominate a third person and divided the sides again. She now easily looks like the biggest target on her side. She's being targeted. They've said that they want to get her out next week. So I would say Alex is probably in the worst spot and most likely to go home if Monty goes home this week. Otherwise, it might be somebody like Shelby or then Monty next week, because he'd probably go next week if he doesn't go this week.
Okay. All right. Let's take one from Jen Wyatt. Any hope for the season to not be a boring pagonging? Was it unfair to put in a vet? All right. So we were talking about a pagonging earlier, Glenn. Do you think it was unfair to put in a vet that wasn't you?
Yeah. It was a hard... He's by himself. He had a target right away on him. I'm surprised he got lucky that he didn't go home right away. But yeah, or at least if they put everybody in that didn't know who he was, that would have been the other, you know, advantage. But yeah, it's rough by himself.
But it would have been more fair to put you in the house because you never got voted out.
I probably would have a better shot than he did because people know him, know his gameplay and all of that. And I could just always just play that. Listen, I didn't even get to play. I'm just as, and a lot of people, there's a few people that mentioned it already. So they're like, yeah, he didn't even play and he's not even good in the comps. And I would have like, yeah, that's right. I'm not. And I would just lay back and just roll with the punches, you know? So
who said that? People on Twitter?
On Twitter. And then no, on the feeds, I heard Jason gave me a shout out and my wife a shout out on it. And he said he was hanging out with her at the premiere and everything. And then Morgan and somebody else said, oh yeah, that guy, he wasn't really good in the comp. So like he wouldn't be dangerous. Whereas they think Jason is. So right there, maybe it would have been to my advantage if I was in there.
Okay. Taryn, did you hear any of that?
Yeah.
all those Glenn shout outs.
No, I didn't hear the Glenn shout out. But it doesn't surprise me. Like, you know, Jason has been very kind with the shout outs. And I think he's well connected.
Glenn, who would you be aligned with in the house? The Plastics or the Misfits?
Misfits.
Not the Plastics?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. I just hate everybody who thinks they're perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. And I just, you know, Monty, believe it or not, I thought he would have been kind of cool, but then the things he was saying. So it's probably just more that other side.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Edmo. Was this POV a hole in one for Shane to win? Did Danielle have the best strategy? What do you think of the strategy, Taryn?
I think generally they had pretty poor strategy, but basically what happened was Shane got the 30 point thing and 60 points was your goal and he got it on like the second or third shot. And so at that point, people felt like there's no way we can beat him unless we get lucky with the 30 point thing. And he just got very unlucky with many of his consecutive shots. He was inches away like every single time. And so other people were also going for the 30 point thing and not coming anywhere close. It would have been a better strategy to go for the 15 or the 10, which Danielle went for the 10, but even that, like they just don't have the level of control with the golfing that Shane does. And so even though Danielle was going for the 10, she was still missing enough that she wasn't going to come anywhere close.
Glenn, I saw over the weekend that El Fitvic was verified on Twitter. Did you pull some strings to get Victor verified?
No, a lot of my alum was verified.
Oh, why? Who else?
Meech.
Big Meech got verified. Wow.
Meech was verified, and he was verified.
Who else?
I think Paul got verified. A lot of them. I was surprised.
Wow. Wow. What about Nicole? Did Nicole get verified?
I don't even know.
You didn't check?
No. Nah.
Didn't you want to see what she's tweeting about?
No. Nah.
That's the winner.
Nicole, so they say. Nicole Franzel is verified.
Oh, it's like the verification fairy came and visited all of BB18. Who's not verified from BB18?
That's a good question.
Who's not verified, Taryn?
I don't know.
What about Paulie? Did Paulie get verified? No, they have to verify him. He had a big show this weekend.
What's Paulie's Twitter?
No, Taryn, come on. Yeah. Taryn, how could you not know?
Okay, I found it. No, Paulie is not verified.
What? How is that possible, Glenn?
He's got the connections. He's got the people.
Glenn, I got the connections. When are me and Queen Z gonna be verified like we are supposed to? We're bred to be verified. Okay.
John Travolta.
All right. Chuck Bickle says, I like Neely, but really, why is she so mad? She had an easy time in BBOT and will probably continue to do so in the near future. I don't think she's mad. Here, listen to Neely. Let me play this clip from the lap dance, because I don't think Neely is mad. Listen to her.
Happens, but
okay, hold on.
Get it, daddy.
Taking a break from strategy, Shane gave Danielle the ride of her life.
Listen to her.
Get it, daddy. Sit up. I love your facility.
Yeah, sit, there you go. Now you got
yeah,
some.
Listen.
Yes, hunty. Yes, there it is. Just like that.
That's
legit?
That's Neely. That's not even Danielle. She was more
was
into
legit?
It than Danielle was.
That legit?
Was. Yeah.
That's not added.
Glenn, why would I make this up?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Neely is hilarious because she's so low-key for so
she's
much
mad.
Of the time.
But listen
like,
to me. She could go all the way. She's so low-key. She could definitely just stay that whole smooth transition right to the finals, man.
Yeah.
Like, she really could. She's in a great spot.
She's in a great spot.
And like, but like, she's really funny because she has moments like that where she just gets like really worked up. Like, after Alex put Chrissy on the block, she got so pissed. I imagine this is what the question is referring to. She was like, this is not good. At one point she just screamed like pure emotion. Because she was so frustrated at what happened. And last time when Chrissy was put on up on the block, she was like, she was crying about it. She's very open with her emotions. It's very, very fun to watch. But despite that, very low key player, and everybody wants to work with her. Everybody wants to get her on their side. And so, and on top of that, I think the fact that she's so vocal about her emotions, I think that's going to make her, you know, popular enough with the fan base that they're never going to like vote to nominate her.
Yep.
So I really think that she could go pretty far.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a couple more questions here with Glenn and Taryn. This is from Evil Zank. I don't suppose Rob Cesternino makes endorsements. Hamster Watch endorsed Monty to go. I care more about this than the president of the United States. No, I have not. Look, I have not made. I am like an honest newsman that I am. Look, I rely on my correspondents to make endorsements that maybe when it comes down to something very important, I will make an endorsement. But I will rely on my sources in the field to make an endorsement on this week's eviction.
Yeah, he's going to let me take all the heat because he's a good player.
Yeah, because then nobody will take me seriously anymore, Taryn, if I start being one-sided.
Taryn, Taryn, you've seen The Godfather, right? You're the concierge.
Yeah. Yes. I got to call it down the middle or nobody's going to listen to this show.
Well, it's bad enough you keep bringing up the joke I made about Alex. Now, anytime I say anything about Alex, people are like, oh, you're just in love with her. That's why.
Yeah, that... Glenn, don't you think that Taryn and Alex would be a good couple?
Definitely. Definitely.
What would we call them? Tarix? Talix?
Tarix?
All you have to do is next week, come on. Your next show, come on with a leather baseball cap backwards and everybody
will
know who
you're
going
for. I told you she has to lose the hat. The hat is no good.
No, it's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker. Please. Glenn, we have so many people on this show always asking about Taryn's love life, and this is the first time that he's expressing interest in any of these Big Brother house guests. I'm so happy for him.
He's doing it again.
I'm very happy.
We're going to have to bring them all out on the 25th. We're going to have them all out there for him.
Yes. Okay. All right, next.
Yo, okay, here we go. Here we go. Get Monty out of the house so that Alex leaves next week, and then we can get her to New York.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just to vote her out. Vote her out. Okay. All right. We'll see. All right. Then next, we have to find somebody for Alex Kidwell. Okay. Fat Tyson Apostle says, who has stronger legs, Zolly or Jadily? And will any of them reach Valentine's? Okay. So I think this means which relationship is going to last longer. Glenn, have you been following any of the exploits of James and Natalie? Looks like they are hot and heavy, as they say now.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, they do show pictures of them traveling together, taking road trips.
Yeah,
it looks like they're pretty. It looks like they're pretty tight right now. Yeah,
Yeah. Did that come up on the Pauly live concert? Did they, did he talk about that?
Nah, nobody talked about that.
Oh. Yeah, he told me in the backyard, he said, I think we know what kind of relationship this is.
It was those are the two couples that are really strong. I didn't think they would be like that once they got out of the house, but good for them.
Who stays together longer, James and Natalie or Paulie and Zakiya or Ty? They both get married and live out the rest of their days together.
That I have no clue, and that I plead the fifth because they're all my friends.
All your friends. I'll take a guess. I say I'm going to say James and Natalie. How about that, Tara?
When you started asking this question and you started it by saying who has stronger legs, my mind immediately went to Pauly Short Shorts on the
second. I think I say some
back
of those pictures that he put out also. Did they,
well, sure.
Did they say on the live show, Glenn, why Pauly is taking naked pictures and posting them? Why is he doing like these,
I don't know, locker room photo shoots. Yeah. I think a lot of those photos were done prior and now they're just coming out.
No, they're with Zakiya. I seen them on Twitter.
No, there's other ones that are out on Twitter right now.
Yeah. What's that about, Glenn?
Oh, yeah. I have no clue, man.
But you're in the inner circle now.
Yeah. No clue. I'll have to ask him and find out. Maybe I'll have some answers for you.
You can get to the bottom of this in 2 weeks.
Yeah. But it was really surprising. I didn't know. And another thing about Paulie, great guy. I think a lot of it's really misled from, you know, the way they edited stuff like that. But I didn't know he had another side of himself that he wants to be an entertainer, a singer, a dancer. Like,
he's like,
I wasn't in the house long enough for all of that. But him and Cody are complete opposites to me.
Yeah, why? Because you think Cody is boring? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just he's a little more quiet and more reserved. And Paulie's like out there. He loves it, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's bred for this. He's bred for this.
He's a showman.
I will say, like, we were completely wrong about both of these showmances, right? We thought neither of them had legs outside of the house, and clearly they do. And, you know, we can admit that. We were totally wrong. And I'm very happy for the both.
Well, let me just say, let me just bring up.
I was more shocked with Natalie and James.
Yeah. That
I was more shocked than, you know, I'm happy for them. If they're in love and you can find love, more power to you. But I just felt that I had Z and Paulie would definitely be together because they're more on the same page. They come from kind of the same, you know, what they're into and fashion and, you know, and music and all that. James and Natalie are from two different worlds. Like, to me, she's showbiz and Molly and all, and he's like a country guy. So like, I'd never seen that them two really meshing, but it looks like they are. So I'm happy for them.
Let me just say though, to be fair, that with any of these Big Brother relationships, wake me up when it's Thanksgiving, because every single Big Brother relationship that was started at the house, that this isn't real life yet. This is not real life yet. This is out of the house. Hey, where's this person? Where's this person? Yeah. Ask Eric Stein about how the post Big Brother showmance goes, because you get the honeymoon 2 months, get back to me after Thanksgiving, and then we'll do a check-in with everybody. Let me know how Liz Stin is doing. Okay.
It's true. There is a bad track record with past showmances, but you know what? I wish the best to James and Natalie and Zakiya and Paulie, and I hope they all, you know, I hope they all stay together for a long time.
For a long time. Even to Christmas, Glenn.
I think they're gonna last.
Okay. Glenn's such a romantic. Fat Tyson Apostle. Glenn, in front of an audience, what's your go-to lip sync song and dance? Are you going to, what song are you going to come out to when we do the live show?
I'll leave it up to you to give me, make it a surprise, because I'm better spontaneous than rehearsed.
Biscuit, what song are you going to come out to?
You should know better than to come to me about pop music.
Okay. All right. We'll poll the audience. We'll let the audience vote on what song everybody's going to come out to. All right. And then finally, Callio says, Taryn, admit it. You're biased. You wanted Monty out. But now that you realize Alex may not be safe without him, you want to evict Danielle?
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Rob. This is all your fault.
This is it. You're
going to
be
Glenn,
for the
Glenn, can you talk to what should Taryn do about the bullies on Twitter?
Block.
You're on the block with Taryn now. Yeah, that's what you should tell people. Use this and then say that you're now on the block.
I, I can't wait to go see his Twitters now. I see the backstroke.
Just look at the tweet.
Taryn, what are you getting more hate for on Twitter right now? Is it that you wanted Monty to stay in the house or that you said Friends was the worst show of all time?
easily the Monty thing.
Glenn, did you watch Friends?
Friends is horrible.
Oh, Glenn. Yes, no, Glenn. Glenn, the egg people are going to be out in full force now, Glenn.
Because I'm a Seinfeld guy and you can't compare the two. You can't, hands down, you put them both in, it's not even the same.
You can't beat me, Rob. Every single one of them has vindicated my opinion.
All right,
Seinfeld is the best show ever.
Yeah, okay. Can you like both, Glenn?
Huh?
Can you like both shows?
Can you like both? Yeah, you can, but this one's always better than the other.
All right.
I will say, like, the polls seem to be tightening even more. So if you are a listener to Rob as a podcast, let's see what kind of
Friends or Seinfeld? Is that what which polls?
Well, both of them, really. But for Monty versus Danielle, let's see what kind of pull Rob as a podcast has. Let's see if we can flip this vote. We can pull a blind side, make a big move in the house. See how it goes. Vote Danielle.
Okay. All right. Very exciting to see how this is all going to play out. Wednesday night, Jordan Parhar will be live with Alex Kidwell and Brent Wolgamott. And I believe, I'm not sure if I can say this or not, but I believe a special guest, Big Meech, I believe, is going to be joining them on Wednesday night. And we'll edit that out if that's not the case. But I do believe that is the case. Thumbs up from Alex Kidwell behind the scenes. Yes, Big Meech will be joining Jordan Parhar.
We got to get Big Meech on the 25th.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can get that. I think it's a little bit of a commute, but if she can make it out there, we'd love to have Big Meech on the 25th. So that's going to be coming up on Wednesday night and 2 weeks from tonight on October 25th. Join the likes of Glenn, Eric Stein. Who else is coming, Glenn? Adam Pock?
Adam, I think Gina Marie.
Gina Marie? Is she going to bring chicken parm for all of us?
I think she's coming. A few people have mentioned it.
I heard Crazy James is coming, Glenn. Do you think Crazy James is going to show up?
I don't know. I only control my season.
Is anybody else local from BBA team?
I might. I'm going to talk to Jose. I'll get Jose to come.
Okay. He'll come. He'll sing and dance.
He'll come. And we'll see who else is going to be around. And then I already mentioned it to Natalie. She said, she don't know if she'll be back in New York, but if she is, she'll be there.
Okay. All right. We're very excited.
Yeah, we'll see.
That Kim in the chat wants to know, are we wearing costumes for the podcast, Glenn?
I'm coming as the guy who got kicked out of Big Brother first.
You're not going to come in as Dr. Groom?
That's a pretty cool idea.
It is an awesome idea.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now that I'm looking at him, it's not really that much to do.
Yeah, it's like a cape and glasses.
A cape and glasses. That's about it. Who knows? Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe.
All right.
I can come as Mr. Robot.
Okay. And then, yeah, Taryn will be Mr. Robot. That's good. So we'll see. And we'll go from there. All right. So fun stuff. What's the hashtag, Glenn?
Which one?
For today. Give it with the hashtag for this podcast.
For this podcast. I have no clue.
All right, chat room, you are work this out. What's the hashtag? All right, so hashtag Dr. Groom, Alex is saying.
I'm done with that.
All right, go with hashtag Dr. Groom. Busy night coming up here on the podcast because we have, let's see, Glenfeld, somebody wanted to say, that's what Russ says in the chat. All right, busy night here on Rob as a podcast. Coming up at the top of this hour in 38 minutes, I'm going to be live with Stephen Fishback to talk about the week in Australian Survivor, not the show that Glenn was almost on. That's Survivor 2, the Australian Outback, right, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Glenn, what do you think of the Millennials versus Gen X?
You know, it's funny. I have them all DVR'd. I'm waiting so I can sit back because when you have a 9-year-old and we're watching a lot of different things, I'm going to just go through all the episodes at once and catch them up. Yeah.
Like a real millennial.
Yeah, I got to watch it like that and then I hate waiting every week for another show. So I usually wait to catch 2 or 3 episodes at a time.
Okay. Millennials versus Glenn's eggs on Twitter. Okay. And then on top of that, it's also going to be News AF is going to be happening tonight as well. So we got Big Brother in the books. We got Australian Survivor coming up. I'm going to be doing News AF with Danny and Tyson. You can watch that live in our Facebook group for News AF. They call that Group AF. You could search for it and join us there. And then we'll get into a patron 5 for 5. So it's going to be a marathon podcast night for your boy here tonight on the podcast. Looking forward to hearing your comments on robinsawebsite.com. Again, if you want tickets for that live show coming up in New York, go to robinsawebsite.com/BBOTT live. So looking forward to that. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.